This comes from Alexander Grasser or Grazier or Grazer. I don't quite know. He says, I'm a big Kevin and Bean fan, and I've been listening to your podcast since the start. I really appreciate your hard work in keeping the magic alive. Over the years, I've kept my own little archive of moments that I particularly liked and wanted to share it with you guys. It's about 50 moments from all kinds of segments that you might have use for in your show. So I asked him, you want to come on and talk about it? And he said, that's nice of you, but I'm more of an enjoy from the shadows type. So I said, what's your favorite? And he said he would love to have Bean thinking he's the healthiest in the room debate as an instant request. Bean's accidents and his denial of everything always crack me up so much. I followed up and asked what his favorite theme song was. And he said, oh, definitely the theme song for Ralph's Depeche a la Mode game. So without further ado.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39.
Why is she wearing a sweater if it's got holes in it?
What's going on? Wait, why is Joe Pesci here? What's happening?
I don't understand why you wear a sweater when it's got holes in it, Henry.
There's no one named Henry here, Joe. Oh, I see why Joe is here, because we're playing this game.
Depeche Alex. Mode. Depeche Alex. Mode. Joe Pesci's going to ask you questions about
Bean.
Depeche
Alex.
Mode. Depeche
Alex.
Mode. Oh, when you think we can't get any worse, we do stuff like this.
Depeche Alex.
Mode. Depeche
Alex.
Mode.
Look, in our defense, we have to come up with a lot of games.
I don't even understand what this game means. Why am I here?
Why is he here?
I don't know, but I hope Alex likes that. I have a little bit of a game. I actually thought it would be fun to do like a Bean Makes Us Guess while we're all here. There are 10 different incidents of Bean not being the healthiest man alive that they listed in this clip. So I thought we would go around the room and see if we can all guess what incidents we are referring to. So head of the table, we'll start with Christopher.
So there's nine?
There's 10.
Nine moments?
10 moments.
10 noon at 12.
Okay.
All right, what am I going for? What do I have to guess?
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's start with Edwin.
Let's see. I would say when he got up, passed out, fell into the radiator. This was when he was on vacation.
Okay, I believe that is woke up and fell, breaking two ribs. So, ding, correct?
Ding.
Jen?
When he had that thing in his eye, and there was like a little string hanging out.
Ding.
Depeche
Alex.
Mode.
Drew?
Tooby-dooby-doo. Yeah, I remember that.
The kitty that walked into his home and bit him on the foot.
My cat just bit me on the foot. That really hurt.
Okay. I should have mentioned that this is 2015, so
oh,
that is partially okay. Correct, but I'm going to give you another choice.
Partial
okay, 2015. I got nothing.
Christopher?
When he fell off the stage?
Ding.
Yes.
Depeche
Alex.
Mode.
Back to Eddie?
Oh, shoot. I just had it before you said that. I guess I'm going to have to pass. It went out of my mind.
Anyone else? Jen?
I was going to say the times he was hitting his head in the houses he was living in England, but that would be too soon if we were looking at 2015, right? So the Syrup one.
I don't see that one here.
Okay.
Judge Drew.
Wait, but wasn't she right, though? Because he hit his head a lot.
He did hit his head a lot.
Okay, didn't he injure his wrist and he refused to go to the doctor, or was that Kevin?
I do not see that here.
Okay. One of them I know fell and hurt their hand / wrist and then refused to go to a doctor and went back. And then the doctor was like, yeah, you screwed up. You should have been here weeks ago.
Oh, wait, I got one.
Okay.
This was at the Super Bowl, I believe in Atlanta. And yes. Somehow he hurt himself getting out of bed, right?
He hurt himself sick. Putting his pants on.
Yeah, putting his pants on.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to give you a shared point on that one.
I'll take it.
And with that, I don't think that was the Super Bowl because that would have been after 2015. But again, I do not remember the date of this.
No, it was at the Super Bowl in like 2000, like real early.
Yeah, oh, they were, you know they, what? They, I was thinking of when they were in Atlanta, which is not the same thing.
No, Atlanta was when they were there for the Olympics.
I think this was the Miami.
So. Oh, wait, he had a belly button thing. Is that on there?
Yes, it is on there. And Drew, they were in Atlanta for both the Olympics and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. But okay.
Yes, so you guys have, I think, 5 out of 10. Good job.
All right.
Okay.
Lindsay makes us guess. Ooh, ooh,
Nice.
All right, on to the segment.
Wait, wait, wait. It's an instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
All right, go ahead.
When you guys mock me for saying that I plan to live to be 100, is that just because most people don't live to be 100? Or you think me in particular are not a good candidate to live to be 100?
You!
Yeah, I think you're not going to make it.
Why? I'm the healthiest person you know.
Yeah,
see, this is the problem, is that you keep saying that, and it's not true.
And I think you will start to believe it. I think...
But it is true.
All right, sat down and made a list.
Look at me.
Well, first of all,
yeah, it's true.
That is not your strong suit. I would not lead with that if I were you.
You're a hell of a specimen.
Because I think, as sickly as I think you are, I think you're healthier inside than you look outside.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's fair criticism. Before you get into your so-called list, Kevin, you look at me and you don't see a guy who's obese.
Right.
You look at me and you don't see a guy who smokes.
Right.
I don't drink.
Right.
I don't eat red meat.
Right.
I certainly don't overly exert myself.
Look, we're not saying your behaviors are indicative of an early death. It's the fact that your body is falling apart despite all those things that you don't do.
But aren't those things that I just mentioned among those, along with genetics, aren't those among the things that most likely ensure you a long life? If you stay away from those problem areas of the drinking and the smoking and the meat and things like that, that goes a long way toward helping you live a long life,
doesn't
it?
Yes, but what I'll say to you is it's you not exercising, and it's also you're accident prone.
I am not accident prone.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
I've been involved in a couple little things here and there, but I'm not accident prone.
Ordinarily, I would say this is true. All things being equal, if you avoided those things, then you would live a long, healthy life. But if your body is repeatedly failing on you, then those things are irrelevant. It has nothing to do. If your own body is turning against you, all the not smoking and not eating red meat and everything else isn't going to help you.
All right, what do you got, Kevin, on your bogus list there?
Well, let's start with the most recent. I think you fainted while sitting down.
Yeah, now, I had been here about 2 weeks, and that happened during Ralph's Entertainment Report.
You were sitting down, and you fainted.
You fainted.
I did.
So it's not like you have low blood.
Something's up.
Low blood pressure, and you were standing up too quickly. That was you were sitting there.
Yeah, that was weird. I got to be honest. Okay. I don't understand.
You know, healthy people don't pass out when they're sitting down.
But it was,
if you're sitting having a conversation with someone and they pass out, I don't say, hey, look at how healthy this guy is. That's not what I say.
But I didn't go into a coma. It was a couple of seconds is all it was, and then I was fine.
You know what's healthier than that? No seconds of passing out. That would be someone who's healthier than
Here's
you.
Here's what people do.
But not passing out
what people. What people do when they're about to pass out is sit down.
Right. I started out there.
So here, we actually have the audio.
Great. Let's go to the tape.
Bean passing.
Michael Bolton, 62.
Oh, ow.
Ow. You all right?
I am.
What happened?
What just happened?
I'm fine.
Who's 62?
You can't do that. You can't just have that happen and they go, oh, never mind.
I fell over. I just fell over.
What do you mean you fell over?
I don't know.
What's going on, Brian Wilson?
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. I just fell over.
You work out of your house.
I know.
You can eat whatever you want that's in your fridge.
But I still work in this body, though. We've been busy today. We have a busy, active show today. I haven't had a chance to eat.
But you're not, like, walking downstairs. You're just standing there.
He's not standing. He's sitting.
Okay, so that happened.
That did happen.
And do we need to bring up anything else?
You wouldn't think. I mean, the man himself admits, I still have to work in this body. He says it himself. But really, I'm in this dilapidated, breaking down old vessel. That's what he said.
Did you not pass out while getting up out of bed one day and fall and break a rib?
I did not, as a matter of fact. It was two ribs.
Yeah, it was two ribs.
Two ribs.
Oh. Two ribs.
He,
yeah,
but he was exhausted by the act of rising from his sleep. But again, that just knocked him down onto his knees.
Did you at one point in your life get your finger caught in a spring of a chair and then sit on the chair catching your finger and pretty much destroying it?
Yeah, but that's just an accident.
Did you have a numb face? Did that happen? Do you remember numb face?
I had a very, very serious neuralgia incident. Yeah, for a couple of years, right. My face was...
You couldn't feel your face.
For a couple of years?
To the point where doctors and yourself, you were suspecting perhaps it was MS because you were no longer feeling your face.
That's right. Yeah.
What did it wind up being?
There were a lot of misdiagnoses. I can't remember what the technical name of it was, but,
you know,
but it went away.
F'd
it went away
on face.
It was just numb face.
For 2 years?
You know what it wasn't? You know what it wasn't? Healthy face. That's what it wasn't. Doctors never said, Mr. Baxter, we believe you've got a case of healthy face. No one ever said that. Your face is less than healthy. You have the least healthy face in the room.
Did you or did you not have a tube in your eye for some reason? Why? What
some
was that?
Black tear duct.
You had a
tear duct.
You had a tube in your eye?
That's right. But that's extremely a minor procedure that doesn't have anything to do with how long you live.
You know, eyes? Never been blocked. All my eyes, my tear ducts, tears just shooting out of them left and right. Healthiest tear ducts in the room.
And then did you hurt it while on the air? Didn't you hurt it?
I was it for whatever reason. I don't remember what, I think I was
the
down
tube
for a
popped out of your
a breakfast. I was down for a breakfast with or something like that. And then the next morning on the air, the tube that they had put in to try to help my tear ducts did pop out and it freaked everyone out.
He's that guy with the tube in his eye, he's Bean Baxter.
Yeah, there was a tube sticking out of his eye.
Did you?
I'm the healthiest guy in the room. You know why? I don't have any tubes coming out of my eyes, so I think I'm healthier, I said at that point.
Did you ever faint while you were sitting down?
Not once.
No.
Never fainted, period.
Did you ever hurt your back when you were putting on pants, Ralph? Let me think.
No, it's never happened.
Because that happened to Bean while we were in, I think it was Tampa, someplace in Florida.
Yes,
we were at the Super Bowl. He was putting on his pants and had to go to the emergency room.
I had to go to the emergency room, getting out of my car and getting my back stuck in a position where I could not move. We had to call 911 and have the ambulance come and take me away.
You know who's healthier than you then? People who can put on their pants. All those people are all healthier than you are.
But guys, nobody
dies. How do you ignore all of that?
Because nobody dies
not fall off a stage at Acoustic Christmas?
Okay, that did happen.
Have you ever had your gallbladder removed?
Yes, my gallbladder burst.
It almost burst. It went south on you. Your own organ almost killed you.
Did you not have your belly button explode? Did that happen?
Oh, remember when I had the hernia? The herniated belly button?
Belly button where you had a grapefruit coming out of your stomach.
For like weeks. It happened for like weeks before he went to the doctor.
Back up.
Yes.
What happened to your belly button?
Don't know. Don't know what caused it.
Herniated belly button.
Just herniated, yeah.
His stomach?
Yeah, it got all red and violent.
His intestines started to shoot out through his belly button.
They said, F this body, we're getting out.
How long did it take you to say, this isn't right, and go to the doctor?
Couple weeks. Several months. My belly button hurt. My belly button got very, very painful. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse to the point where I couldn't ignore it. I had to go to a doctor, and they had to do surgery on it.
Yeah. You know who's healthier than you? All the people whose belly buttons stay inside their bodies. All those people are healthier than you.
What is your point, Ralph?
Did you ever need a catheter for you to urinate because you couldn't get your own urine out of your body?
All right. Now that
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever need to put a tube in your penis to get the urine out of your body?
Am I under oath?
Yes.
Then that did happen.
You know
that
who's healthier than you then? Everybody who pees freely. I pee freely. That guy is healthier than you are.
That was a weird thing where all of a sudden one day for no reason, just couldn't pee.
They're all weird, but how can you then say I'm not accident prone?
Or more importantly, how can you say I'm the healthiest person in the room?
Because nobody dies from any of those things. None of those things
are serious. But none of those things happen to anyone else.
They're all minor things.
But they're not healthy. Are they healthy things? Would you describe any of those things as particularly healthy?
I'm not saying that they're things that you want if you plan on living a healthy long life.
When you had a numb face for 2 years,
would you say, boy, that's healthy. I keep slapping myself and feeling nothing. How healthy must I be? This is the healthiest my face has ever felt. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't feel anything because it's numb.
How are you able to ignore all of the facts in this case and then say I'm the healthiest man alive?
Because
the evidence to the contrary.
I have an answer for you, sir, and that is that I am biding my time, and I will have the last laugh when I'm 110 years old, and I go, remember those guys I used to work with, Ralph and Kevin, who died 20 years ago? Remember them?
If this that's stuff is happening to you now,
that's my point.
Then what's going to happen in 20 years? When your butthole closes up, and you can
It may happen. We don't know about that yet.
And you no longer can void your bowels, and you burst into a giant explosion of poop. Will you still be claiming that you're the healthiest man in the room?
Yes, I will.
All right, constipation rest.
And that is it.
That is awesome.
Oh, Lord. I thought I was unhealthy.
The funny thing is that sounds like the Ralph Report now. Just with everything Ralph and Eddie keep going through.
So. This clip was from May 6th, 2015. So it was many years before donating an organ and the cat biting and maybe another falling incident. So stay tuned.
And then bumping his head in every cabin that he went to in Europe. Mm-hmm. That's also something. But Edwin, I'm going to go to you. Brian Wilson, why did he compare him to Brian Wilson? Do you know? I was very curious.
All I know is that Brian Wilson lived in a sandbox for years. I don't know.
In the sandbox?
Yeah, he was like, he never left his house. He like had a sandbox put in his house and he played in there all the day. Strange guy. I don't know. Maybe they're both strange.
Yeah, he wrote the song In My Room about it. He basically locked himself in his bedroom and had it turned into his kind of palace where he just never left and finally got out of it and wrote the song In My Room.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have any more clarity on why.
I think that's full clarity, which is a kind of clarity.
What? I guess because Bean's always in his room? Bean's just doing the whole show from his room, and right? Is that way? I don't know. All right. This is another moment with Chris. Lindsay will clip it out later.
Gotcha.
6:53. Friday morning. Ralph is here. Another time, another look. What? Huh? How about the showbiz beat?
What time is it? Somebody mark the time. Was it 6:54? Is the beginning. That's the beginning mark.
All right. I'm doing the best I can.
See where we are at the end.
Shall I reveal?
Yes.
Yes, dumbass.
I have pneumonia, as you guys know, mm-hmm. and I have been taking cough syrup quite a bit in addition to the antibiotics and the other medicines that I've been taking. But I ran out of what I've been using during the show, which is the DayQuil, which has helped a lot.
Right.
So I thought, hey, no problem. I'm out of the DayQuil, but I still have some of that other cough syrup with codeine in it. I'll just take some of that. How bad could it be? And it was a mistake, and I took a lot of it, and my head is swimming right now.
Scissorp.
I'm on Scissorp. I need, if I closed my eyes
Scissorp.
Right now,
it's Scissorp.
I'd be asleep in 15 seconds. I'm on the Scissorp, Ralph.
But you've taken
that Scissorp.
Stop putting the emphasis on the herb. It's on the Sizz.
So this Scissorp. Bothers you, but you're fine with savings, right?
Yes. Yes.
Both.
So what I'm saying is, dumbass, why would you take codeine if you had to be live on the radio?
Had you ever taken the cough syrup with codeine before?
I have been taking it at night when I go to bed. That's
because it knocks you out.
Right, but I didn't know that it
makes you sleepy. You're done.
Right, but I fall asleep fast anyway, so I didn't know that the cough syrup would have that effect on me.
Right.
So I'm really feeling it trying to do this job and being on the scissor, as you kids say.
For a guy who knows the exact distance between Earth and Pluto, you don't know that codeine is a narcotic that makes you goofy?
I've never
know that fact.
I never took it before this week.
You don't have to take it to know that codeine is a narcotic. Yeah, I've never taken heroin, but I assume if I took heroin, it wouldn't be good to do a radio show right after I shot up.
I'd listen to that.
I agree.
I'd listen to that, Ralph.
I know you would.
Right. So anyway, I did screw up there a little bit, but I'm doing the best I can to pull it together. Right? You guys with me?
This is a gift.
I'm so happy right now.
Friday, March 11th will hence be known as Bean is Loaded Day.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is the 4th of January in the year of our Lord, 2011.
Oh, my
my God. You're playing some pastoral music.
2011.
What's wrong with you?
And he says to me, I'll always have it ready. Be sure to give the date a lot because I've got this phenomenal production piece that we can't wait to get on the air.
Here's what happened. Bean, you know, blew through that a couple of times and I really yelled at him. I was like, dude, give me a beat.
Give me a pause. Right.
And since then, I haven't been ready at all. Now, for those of you that don't know Bean, he's a strange person. He doesn't like people. He's moved to an island.
Right.
He lives by himself.
Yes.
He has a wife, but we don't think he ever sees her.
No.
And he doesn't like parties. He hates gatherings. He doesn't like fun.
That sounds right.
And apparently he told us that he passed out on Christmas Eve.
I did.
That's he doesn't true. Drink or do drugs.
That we know of.
That we know of. So how does he pass out on Christmas Eve? How does that happen?
Well, he's accident prone.
Somebody roofied him?
First of all, I'm not accident prone. First of all.
So,
Second of all,
you get hurt all the time.
Second of all, I did fall down an entire flight of stairs and practically break my hip.
Wow.
That did happen.
Awesome.
So and you're not accident prone when you fell down the stairs.
I'm not accident prone. Look, here's my whole thing. I'm not accident prone because I've been to one hospital in 25 years, and that was when I was in that
scooter
accident when I broke my foot.
Do you want us to go through the list of how many times you've hurt yourself in ways that no other human could?
Yeah, but I've never hurt myself seriously, though. There have been minor inconveniences.
Did you ever throw out your back putting on your pants? And have to be bedridden. Did that ever happen?
I do have chronic back trauma.
While we were in Florida at the Super Bowl, which he missed.
Have you ever walked down a flight of stairs and smashed your head into an overhang to the point of almost concussing yourself?
Oh, I did. Actually, I did get knocked out that time, too. That's true.
Have you ever fallen down a flight of stairs?
On Christmas Eve, I did do that. Now, go to KevinandBean.com, and you can see the beginnings of what turned into a far worse bruise than he even looks in that picture. But the picture is up. And the reason we brought it up today is because there's a lot that happened after the injury, after I fell down the stairs and almost broke my hip, that I don't even know about because I became unconscious very shortly after the thing happened.
Oh, I hope they drew penises on your forehead, permanent marker and stuff.
I don't think so.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Put an eel in your butt.
it was just Donna and me. We were the only ones at home.
Oh,
so
like
none
Donna
of that,
wouldn't put an eel in your butt.
None of that happened. So let's bring my beautiful wife, Donna, onto the Kevin and Bean Show for the first time in 2011.
2011.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Wow, those are huge production values you guys have.
Now, Donna, we're not exaggerating when we say Bean gets injured a lot in weird ways.
Right? Oh, okay. Can I just say that my mother for Christmas just brought over like a package of Owies, which are these cute little Band-Aids.
Love it.
And within the first 5 seconds, he was bleeding, and we had to take a picture of him wearing an Owie.
I do have an Owie. All right, take us back to Christmas Eve. I fell down the stairs for no particular reason. I wasn't carrying anything. I was barefoot.
Wait a minute. Let me ask a question right here.
What?
Donna, where were you when Bean fell down the stairs? Where were you? Were you perhaps right behind him?
No.
Okay. She was giving me a hand.
Just checking.
So what happened after I fell down the stairs? Because everything after that is foggy. I do remember standing up, and I do remember being grateful that it didn't seem like anything was actually broken.
It was actually kind of funny because I was making dinner, and all I could see were your feet coming through the hallway. It was just feet kind of horizontally.
That's awesome. And Bean is 6'6", so, you know.
Those are some big feet.
Guy.
Yeah.
He falls a lot, though. Let's face it.
Yes, he's accident prone.
99% of Marty's job is keeping Bean from getting hurt.
Yeah, Bean gets hurt so easily.
That's our manslaughter. All right, so what happened? How did I end up passing out? I don't even remember what the details were.
Bean, you fell down the stairs.
So it's Christmas Eve, and we're about to have our amazing Christmas Eve, you know, time, like we do. And, and so Bean falls down the stairs, and he starts having a panic attack because the pain is blinding.
Oh, that's the other thing about Bean, and let me just butt in here, is that
he's a little bit of a girly man.
He's an exaggerator. So if it goes from, if it goes from 80 degrees to 81, it's the hottest thing he's ever felt.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever fallen before. Every 5-year-old in the world has fallen before, right?
He's got the pain threshold of an infant.
I mean, and so he's like an 8-year-old Japanese girl.
So he starts bawling like a girl.
He falls like a big girl, and he cry, and he's in huge pain. No pain has ever been bigger pain ever, I'm sure, you know.
And then did you hit him with a pen? Is that how he blacked out?
I was really tempted but instead I said, because, you know, you keep Xanax around the house usually if you fly a lot, and
right.
I fly a lot. So we have Xanax in the house, but we didn't have my Xanax. We have Tater Tot's Xanax.
Now, that's your dog.
That's our dog.
Why does a dog have Xanax?
It's a really good idea to take your dog's medicine.
Wait, what? Why does your dog have Xanax?
Well, because she's like 12 and she
has anxiety problems, Kevin.
She has trouble going to sleep at night. Yeah. So she'll just be up all night until, you know, I'm in a ready to kill her.
I got a friend who can put her to sleep for good, by the way.
No.
How much bigger is the dog Xanax than the human Xanax?
It's kind of like 4 times dosage.
All right.
So, you know, a little bit of Xanax goes a long way.
Bean's another guy who takes aspirin only every once
Bean
in a while.
Never takes aspirin.
I don't take drugs.
Such a pain in the ass.
Right. So, that's why
you guys got together and said, hey, let's take the dog drugs.
No, he's like, seriously, the poor guy, he's going, oh my God, look at my hip, it's turning black. And you know what? It actually was. It was like turning black.
Yeah, well,
black.
People bruise.
Yeah, that happens.
He's like, I have to take something. And I said, well, take some Xanax. And he goes, he's like, well, how many? And I thought, you know, well, Tater Tot takes one.
The whole bottle.
He outweighs Tater by, you know, 8 times or something.
Right.
So
take 8.
I go, maybe take 2. But we weren't done discussing it, and he'd already taken 2.
Excellent.
Like, literally, he goes, okay. Kind of like throws the whole bottle in his mouth.
That's really bizarre for him. He doesn't.
No.
He must have really been scared. Yeah.
I was really hurt. All right, listen.
Hurt.
We're almost out of time, unfortunately. But so
you have to be kidding.
It's the man keeping us down. But my understanding is we go into the living room. We sit down to watch Friday Night Lights, if I recall correctly. We're going to watch Friday Night Lights on the DVR.
And don't I
pass out face in my food within the first like minute after sitting down after taking those Xanax?
Yeah, he's still sitting up, but all of a sudden the food is pretty much just hitting his lap and all over the floor. He's spooning his food into the floor. I look over, and all of a sudden he can't say words. He's like, nom, nom.
Oh, you lucky woman. I've been waiting for that moment my whole life.
His mouth is wide open.
Donna, did you get the video camera?
Okay, so his mouth is wide open, and our little dog, Yum Yum, comes running over. He jumps on the couch, and he starts eating food out of his mouth.
Oh, man.
And I don't have any memory of any of this,
which
by
is
the way.
Best case like scenario with a dog in an open mouth.
Giggling, and the dog is like, mom, nom, 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 out of his mouth, and they're both all just making these little grunty noises.
Wow.
It was hilarious. I mean, it was so sad, and I thought at that time, I thought, I could take a video of this.
Yes.
Why didn't
Because everybody was going to, like, if something should happen, the insurance company is going to go, Mrs. Baxter, did you drug your husband for the money? And I'm going to have a really hard time explaining how the YouTube video got up.
Well, you hold it until he's fine, then you put it up.
I don't think it worked out really well for that guy who was married to, what's her name, Anna Nicole, he took that video of her dressed like a little clown talking like, blah, blah.
Right. That didn't work well, that's true.
But when I passed out and I don't have any memory of even sitting down to start eating or watching TV, and then Yum Yum's eating out of my mouth, I don't remember any of that.
You kind of ran up the stairs. He face plants into the bed with his knees on the bed, like in downward facing dog and yoga, with his ass in the air and his face just in
and
the pillow.
That's when you put the eel in his
and
butt.
And he's yelling, he's going, can't breathe. I'm like, roll over, you're on your face.
I'm so disappointed in you, Donna, that you didn't grab the video camera. That's awesome.
And you know what? Right, it was the best Christmas Eve I've ever had because I've never laughed so hard.
Oh,
and I was in bed by 7:30. You had the whole evening to yourself.
And he slept for like 20 hours, so it was the greatest 20 hours of my life.
Wow, I'd like to get some of that dog
Xanax. He didn't make a peep. We wrapped Christmas presents, Yum Yum, and the rest of the puppies, and I had ice cream. We got to watch whatever we wanted on the TV. I didn't have to sleep in the basement again.
See,
yeah. Awesome.
Now you know how nice it's gonna be when he's dead.
So, I guess.
You got a little taste.
Next time you need to up the Xanax from 2 to about 16. Problem solved.
All right, Donner. Thank you for joining us.
All right, go Raiders. Woo!
That's what I'm talking about.